welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tancar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tancar's Tavern blog. Discord server, meme group, Facebook group, Twittering. The Instagram shit too, yeah, I guess. Whatever. So, yesterday I talked about, a little bit about Mega Dungeons, and I was actually asked pretty much, how do I decide what's a Mega Dungeon? I mean, listen, I think what is a Mega Dungeon is very much like what is OSR. To me, OSR, I guess on the purest level, is an old school game that is drawing upon the D&D roots, in published, generally speaking, with the OGL or something similar. But you can play it and go, hey, I'm playing a game that's drawing upon Basic Expert or AD&D or whatever. It's certainly not 3rd edition, not 4th edition, not 5th edition. And then I guess you have OSR and you have old school gaming, right? And to me, old school gaming is an even larger definition. Old school gaming would be Tunnels and Trolls, which really hasn't even changed much since this 1st edition. Although we discussed the changing of certain spell names, and that's actually probably not a bad thing to have done over the years. The early Rollmaster game, Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 1st edition, Call of Cthulhu, all these games that are, you know, basic role-playing. These are games that, all right, not based upon D&D per se, but from that era, there's a certain general lethality, I think, amongst those older rule systems. So, what does that mean when it comes to Mega Dungeons? Well, yeah, like I said, I define Mega Dungeons actually separately than I defined what would be like Funhouse Dungeons. Now, Funhouse Dungeon can have aspects that overlap with a Mega Dungeon. They can be large, okay? They can be have different factions, because I think that a Mega Dungeon needs factions, it needs size, and it needs ability to drop in, drop out, right? You need to be able to facilitate an extremely long campaign, and it's got to be a dungeon where you can go, okay, get new PCs this week, so we're going to pick up what we did last week, but it's okay because it's a Mega Dungeon and it's made for drop in, drop out. Funhouse Dungeons will share some or even all of those traits, but they got the whimsy. They got the wacky. Now, probably the first Funhouse Dungeon that most people experienced, I didn't back in the day. But I didn't really experience much Judges Guild back in the day, because I saw it was printed on newsprint, and I was like, how am I going to buy something printed on newsprint? I mean, if I'm going to go third party, Mayfair Games, I mean, at least that's printed on real paper. But Teagle Manor. Now, I got to really experience Teagle Manor when Frog God licensed it and updated it and put out that huge fucking map that took up 4 shower curtains, and I got to run it. And I like Teagle. Do I run Teagle as it is? No, but I take the essence of Teagle, that funhouse, the undead family and the spirits, and play with it and go with it and work on inspiration. Because I prefer to run, for the most part, low-level adventures. I think that they're more fun as a DM, as a player. Now, if you didn't experience Teagle in your ute of gaming, in the earlier days of gaming, then probably you were like me, and your first Funhouse Dungeon is the one that came close to turning you off the Funhouse Dungeon for the rest of your life, and that was Castle Greyhawk. You know, the infamous castle with the gummy bears and all that other fucking shit. Oh my god. See, a funhouse dungeon has to be able to work without the whimsy. And Castle Greyhawk had nothing without the overwhelming whimsy and disrespect to the source material. How about that? But for the current generation, it would be Castle of the Old Archmage, Katma. For long-term readers of Ten Cards Tavern, I ran Katma for about a year and a half monthly with the B-Team, as I used to call it. And they had a blast. And I had a blast. Because as a funhouse dungeon that worked on many levels as a mega dungeon, there were factions that the PCs could play off against each other. And at the same time, there was the funhouse aspect. Look, there's minions working signs up. I guess they're doing construction work over here. The players accepted it. They enjoyed it. And that's the whole thing about a funhouse dungeon, too. The whimsy has to be like the icing on the cake. It has to be a dungeon that works on its own. I think they all have to be large. They all have to border on, I guess, what would be a mega dungeon. Nigh infinite, but not quite. But the whimsy adds that extra dimension. But they still have to be able to work without the whimsy. There's some groups that just can't handle whimsy. And I think if you can't handle whimsy, Castle of the Mad Archmage, will work without it. I just personally think with most groups, it works better with the whimsy. And whereas you can run it straight, I think you lose a lot. Now, in a way, Katma is an example, though, I guess, of a mega dungeon because there have been expansions to it that have been published separately. So it is like a living dungeon. And when I ran Katma, when the players left and they came back, things changed. You know, rooms got reoccupied. They were remembered by creatures they didn't kill. Of course, my players like to kill. I mean, that's another whole other story. But I left out a funhouse dungeon. If we're doing those groupings, you know, with the overlapping circles, and this is funhouse dungeons can kind of intersect with mega dungeons, but I think they're defined more as a funhouse dungeon than a mega dungeon. Whereas a mega dungeon, generally, it might have some, there will be some whimsy. When we go with Rappanathic, you have the room. Well, actually, yeah, you know what? Even the magical slot machines that can summon, like, demons, I don't even know if that would count as whimsy. It's a little whimsy, but I guess what I'm trying to say is there is a balance. And with the right group, a funhouse dungeon excels. But you need to find the right group. Otherwise, Teagle Manor doesn't work without the whimsy. I think Katma can work without the whimsy. Castle Greyhawk didn't work for shit. But it's another story. I can go back and rant about that. Folks, I'm not a medical professional. I'm going to suggest strongly, though, that in the age of COVID-19, you take precautions to protect yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones, your community. If in doubt, seek medical advice. I am not medical advice. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.